Are we on the air?
No.
Okay.
Love Theology Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds. The show you're listening to is rated R for religion. No cuss words on this program.
All right, whatever.
I'm a purist.
Flip us on. Just you download it and cross your fingers. Flip them all. I doubt we know what we're talking about.
I'm American, and I love Dale Jr. Unser.
By the way, I have my shirt off. Hashtag get weird.
I'm sorry. Thanks for editing that out. I'm embarrassed.
It's not going to be your average Bob and Tom today, boys.
All right, everybody. The show is on the air.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. We've been gone for about 2 months. We want to apologize for our absence. We had a lot going on. Smiley, you had to move your entire life.
Well, don't blame this on me. It's basically we didn't get enough in the offering plate last time.
We had to shut it down.
So if you can, send all your money to WZPL.com.
We got a bigger house to pay for.
I got a big mortgage, okay?
We got a plush mansion that we're in now. The studio, we're sitting right by our pool table. We've got ping pongs over there. We've got love sacks over in the corner.
Oh, everybody's in a good mood today.
It's a great day. It's a beautiful sunshine day. We're back. We apologize for our absence, but we're glad to be back on the Pup Theology Any Podcast. Episode 39, my friends.
Does anybody listen to this?
39.
I have looked. 39 people?
No, that's what episode this is.
Sorry, you jumped in there right when I was saying something else.
I want to thank everybody that does listen and downloads the podcast. With last episode, we must have done something right. We had about 1,200 downloads.
Whoa,
of the last episode.
1,200 people.
1,200. I remember one time, way back. About, I don't know, 38 episodes
ago. I think I wasn't
ago.
On that one. That was why it was so good.
There was a good friend of us, of ours, who may be on the podcast still, that swore that we would never get more than 10 listeners. And he bet me that if we got more than 10, that he would come on the podcast.
Who is that?
Who was that?
In our first episode, we got 33 downloads. And the person who said we would never get more than 10, he would come on the podcast if we got more than them, was the one and only David Scott Smiley.
I did always say that. I'm always, I put things out there on the internets, and no one wants to hear it. So, but the content is a little different. It's
so
not
he
great.
He doubted it.
He doubted it.
I did.
And now
it.
We make him record it.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true. That's how we looped
him
in.
I feel like
in.
I'm working hard.
It's like
hard
a punishment.
Yeah, I hate like you guys. This is my last podcast.
He's still in.
You lose a bet with us, you're screwed for life.
Signed your life away.
Yeah, this is it.
So we've been gone for a couple months. Dave's
two
moved.
Months. How about never again?
We've got a new location to record, same great podcast. And, you know, we've been doing some fun stuff with Pup Theology Indy. This year, we are packing meals for hungry kids at all of our parties with a purpose here in Indianapolis. And we had a really great month of May. Quite a few events. We had our start of the month out. Actually, in April, we had our first ever meal packing party down at the Pavilion downtown. We packed 30,000 meals for local kids. It was called Hose Down Hunger. Hose Down Hunger with a bunch of firefighters down there.
Okay, got it.
It was cool during the FDIC convention.
What are these meals? I mean,
basically, it's really simple, man. It's a meal. Each one you pack can feed 6 people. And it's got all the nutrients you need. It's lentils.
Is it for local people, too?
Yeah, all the meals are staying right here local in Indianapolis. So it's a meal of lentils, rice, Himalayan mineral salt, dehydrated vegetables, and there's some spices in there. So you put it together. You can cook it on a microwave or on a stovetop, and it's like a casserole, bean rice casserole, and you can add chicken to it, whatever. But each meal, each bag that we pack feeds has 6 servings in it. And so, we packed 30,000 meals there. And then later in the month, we did an event with Fuzzy's Vodka and Ed Carpenter Racing as a part of their festival on Maine, where Josh Kaufman was there.
I saw that,
the
yeah.
Boys. And Aaron Pelsu Band was there, Hunter Smith
what?
Band. It was great. We packed 30,000 meals there. So we've got, then we did another smaller meal pack of 10,000 meals. So right now, we are looking right about 70,000 meals.
Wow.
That are in circulation right here in Indiana. And actually, this Thursday, which you won't be this Thursday for you whenever you listen to this podcast, but we have our next Pup Theology event up at the main event at Geist, where we're going to pack 10,000 meals. And then the next Saturday, we're going to actually get together with a local nursing home.
You know what you should do?
Have those, do 15,000 meals.
That's pretty nice. You should have some of these people on, like, the air, so we can hear from them and what that does. Like, the people that are...
That are getting the meals?
That would be great. That was what I was thinking first. Yeah, like a family that's been, had one of these meals or experienced.
They're on hard times.
Yeah.
Struggle bus and getting
I mean, because it sure would be to the few listeners that we have on this podcast. It would be kind of interesting to hear from those families.
Well, I'll do some research because all the stuff staying here local. And what I love about it, and we'll say this, and I say this at all the events, is that at the events we're packing 30,000 meals. Is the reality is in there are hunger and lack of food is actually a bigger deal than you know about, even here in Indiana.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Yeah, people, there's a lot. I can't remember exactly the stats, but it's like it's kind of shocking. And so you think about it, and I say this at the events, is that we're not just partying with a purpose with Pup Theology. You're not just packing meals, but the reality of what we're doing at the events is you're actually creating hope for other people. Because you think about that, there's a kid that woke up this morning or came home from school and on a weekend, and he knows that he's not going to get a meal maybe all weekend, a real good meal, because he's not at school getting school lunch. Or now during the summer months, a lot of these kids that are in a situation where they don't have a lot of food at home, they may go, days without getting something to eat.
That seems crazy to think about.
There's, 30,000 more mornings after one of our Pup Theology events this year, right, where a kid will wake up and he's going to have a meal. And that gives him nutrition, that lets him focus at school, that helps him with his growth, health, everything. But there's a sense of like there's hope for that kid because he knows, listen, there's somebody out there that is giving of themselves, that is serving, that is, putting my needs and my nutrition above themselves. And that creates a sense of hope. And I love that we're able to do that at Pup Theology this year. We always want to put on a great party for you. We always have great music with Aaron Pelsu Band, with DJ No.
DJ No.
Yes, the G is silent. G-N-O. And just lots of great local talent. And it's great to work with organizations like Fuzzy's Vodka and Miller Coors and Monarch Beverage and so many great sponsors this year that have been a part of it, from Mattingly Construction, Moore Dentistry, Apex Therapy.
Oh, you sound like a race car driver, able to drop those sponsors in.
Chevrolet.
Yeah, Dale Jr. Unser.
We've got Defenders has been an amazing sponsor this year. Scotty's Brew House is going to be with us in August. Blend Cigar Bar. We've had so many cool local companies that have come on board to be a part of these events. But it's not just about creating a great party environment, but actually serving together to make a difference and create hope here in the city. And so I love it that after each one of our events, we know that there's going to be 30,000 more mornings or more evenings when a kid will actually have some food to eat. And if you want to be a part of creating hope with us this year, please come out to one of our Pub Theology events. You can get more information at pubtheologyindy.com and stay connected with us.
Holy spiel.
That was a great spiel.
That was good. Hey, we want to thank one of our sponsors.
Here we go again.
It's findsigns.com. If you've got something you need printed, maybe a banner, you need something engraved, you need a sign or something.
Yeah, I want to say Bob and Tom suck.
There it is. You need a big sign that says Bob and Tom suck. Guess what you can do? You can go to findsigns.com and
billboard loving code. That's not loving.
Billboard size.
From signs to laser engraved stuff. You can design it, print it, engrave it. It's really, really cool. Findsigns.com.
Is it find? Is there a D in there?
Find. Like, I can't find it, but now I did.
So that's good to know, because some people listening, they don't know what you're saying.
I know. Find. FindSigns.
Findsigns.com.
Find, design, print. And when you check out, use the promo code PUB, and you get 50% off your order.
Hold it. So if it was $20, now it's $10.
Now it's $10.
If it was $100, now it's $50.
See what we did for you?
So it was a grand, $500 off.
$500. 50% savings just by putting PUB in the checkout code. Findsigns.com.
Done.
So, boys, we're back here for episode 39. We've been gone, but listen, I would say don't call it a comeback because we don't want to. We've been here for years.
And I don't know, for some people that listen to podcasts, they might be just clicking on the next episode. We haven't been gone at all.
That's true.
So
we're fresh. We're new. Right in the
room. It's just another episode.
It's true.
Another podcast, like Netflix episodes where they
kind of,
they run for you.
What is it called when you binge?
Binge.
It just automatically goes to the podcast next if you wait long enough.
I don't know how our system works.
It does. It'll just keep going. I listen to podcasts when I mow my yard, and I'll just be, I'm mowing the front yard.
Do you love the sound of your voice?
I don't listen to our podcast when I'm over. I listen to other podcasts.
I miss
podcasts.
The sound of your voice.
I fast forward through all of my parts and listen to your voice. I can't get enough of it.
I can't get enough of your voice, but Aaron's disgusted. But he sings a song called Holy Spirit.
No, I don't.
Thou art well.
Never done it.
Come.
He's not going to do it.
He's not going to jump into it. He doesn't know it. Not going to sing it.
Yeah. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy
Spirit. You change pitches. I don't know what to do.
I'm not good at it.
You can sing. You can't harmonize with me because I'll go to the wrong pitch.
Well, I always like to do the harmonizing, but
I'm
know.
I'm no good.
I'm no good.
All I do is match a pitch.
Well, he doesn't even know.
Aaron, teach me.
Aaron
teach
doesn't
me
know
ways.
The song, though.
It's
Aaron,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
We're on the air.
We're doing a podcast.
He's over there.
Aaron.
We're not.
He's playing Words with Friends over there.
Hey, stop crushing candy.
Bring on your A game.
I'm
Let's
on
go.
Twitter here.
What do you say
way,
on Twitter?
Way more important than games.
You know what color your blood is in your body before it comes
Blue.
Out of your body? Blue. Did you know that, Dave?
You add oxygen to blood and it turns red.
Red. So we're actually blue on the inside until you cut us open. Then we're red.
We're like Avatar.
That's weird.
Sounds like we're a radio show. It's just like, what are we talking about anymore? Is this supposed to be a religious podcast?
No.
Oh, barely. Okay.
Just
There's
barely.
No room for God and religion.
Oh, that's I like that.
That's a great quote.
I like that.
It's Bono.
It is Bono.
Bono's
a lot of great quotes.
Actually, he carried a banner saying that, just walked out on stage with it.
Wow, did he get it from findscience.com?
No, but if he would have, it might have.
He would have got a 50% discount.
It would still be around today because it would be of undeniable quality.
Final. Real nice.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So one of the things that I'm really digging with our parties with a purpose this year is the idea of people coming together and serving together. One of the highlights for me was at our Hose Down Hunger event. My
You can say that with a straight face.
I can't.
I mean, seriously.
Over and over again. Hose down,
hose down for hunger.
Hose it down.
Hoe it down.
Hey, hose, not hose. They're hose aren't
Oh,
involved.
I'm sorry. I was like, what are you saying over
We're
there?
We're not hoeing down.
Oh, hose like a fire hose.
Yes.
It's for firefighters.
Yes.
Okay.
So it came to me. I was like, we got firefighters. We got hunger. You know what we're going to do?
Hose it was it during down. The firefighter convention
yeah,
downtown.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of firefighters.
Our next
there.
Event in August is going to be at the pavilion downtown.
It is August 25th. We got a bunch of bars coming together. It's going to be a Bar Wars event. See what we did there?
I don't like to drink.
Instead of stars, it's bars.
Stars and bars.
Bars Wars. So a bunch of bars. Scotty's Brew House is going to be a part of it, as well as, let's see, we got a bunch of different bars. Moe's Irish Pub is going to be there. Wolfie's. Defenders is going to be there. A bunch of companies coming. You can come. It's going to be a great time to get down there and pack these meals. But one of the highlights I had this year was at our Hose Down Hunger event was the fact that it was an all-ages event, and my kids got to come and be a part of it. They don't get to come to Pup Theology events very often because a lot of times we're in bars that are 21 and over. And
right.
And the cool part was they were able to be a part of us packing. That night we actually packed 32,000 meals for local kids, and to like stand, you know, shoulder to shoulder with my kids, and we were working and having a great time and packing these meals. It was great to actually be a part of serving other people together, you know, and I hope that's something that sticks with them. They have memories as a family. We did what we could to serve others. And I think that's a part of, you know, one of the things I love about the things that Jesus teaches us, it brought my mind back to one of the kind of most memorable stories I think had to be for the disciples is in John chapter 13. It's like the night before Jesus gets betrayed, and they're in the upper room where they were having this Passover meal together, hanging out. And it says in here that Jesus actually washed his disciples' feet. And if you're familiar with the scriptures, you'd know the story. If maybe you're not, it's this crazy story where the night before Jesus is betrayed, he's having this last meal. It's called the Last Supper. Maybe you've seen the painting, right?
Yeah, I've seen the painting.
Right? So they're having this Last Supper together.
Eating like loaves of bread. And
they're having a Passover
not
meal.
Not filet.
All
but
on one side of the table? What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
low reclining table. They're sitting on the ground, right? And it goes like this. It says, just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come to leave the world and to go to the Father. And having loved his dear companions, he continued to love them right to the end. And it was supper time. The devil by now had Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, firmly in his grip, all set for the betrayal. But Jesus knew that the Father had put him in complete charge of everything and that he came from God and was on his way back to God. So he got up from the supper table, set aside his robe, and put on an apron. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with his apron. When he got to Simon Peter said, Master, you wash my feet? And they had this big debate where, you know, Peter doesn't want him to serve him, and Jesus wants him to understand that he has to understand the heart of his servant. So Jesus goes on and he says, you don't understand now what I'm doing, but it will be clear enough to you later. After he'd finished washing their feet, he took his robe, put it back on, and then he said, do you understand what I've done to you? You address me as teacher and master, and rightly so. That is what I am. So if I, the master and teacher, washed your feet, you must now wash each other's feet. I've laid down a pattern for you. What I've done, you do. I'm only pointing out the obvious. A servant is not ranked above his master. An employee doesn't give orders to the employer. If you understand what I'm telling you, act like it and live a blessed life. This really famous story in the scriptures where Jesus washes his disciples' feet, which the crazy part about it is we
don't... It's disgusting.
It is, right?
Like I would never wash your guys' feet.
And think about it. We, like, wear, you know, shoes and we're, you know, we shower, you know...
Yeah. Back often. Then, there's back probably then, some
we
dirty...
Do.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, it's
back
pretty dirty.
Then, dirty, right? Walking around, dusty, dirty, sheep poop everywhere, whatever.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking that, but oh, yeah, I we'll see where your
it.
Mind was.
I mean, you don't have the great sanitation systems we do now.
That's true.
You got these guys walking around in fields and wherever.
And where did the Bible times did they go to the bathroom like normal people? Was it like a portalette?
Probably like, I don't know.
I don't either. I never thought of it.
They had to have like little bathrooms, maybe. But I'm sure it wasn't sanitary.
They had to have little bathrooms. I mean,
come on, what's wrong?
Like a little adobe hole in the ground.
Yeah, I mean,
I would.
But
guess
I guess what I was saying is like, you know, you might have a little feces on your
no,
toes.
I'm saying, probably for sure
from not just
a,
sheep but a human
but
feces
humans.
As well.
Just,
I'm sorry,
nasty
to,
stuff.
I just yeah, I just want to set the
and in that situation, right? They're not even sitting in chairs at a table, so your feet are like not. Up there, like they're laying, kind of reclining, like we talked about them reclining at the table. It's a low table,
and they don't have Dawn, you know.
So there was
Dawn dish soap.
No. There's no Dawn dish soap. So there was a servant, like the lowest of the low, who was there. That when you came in before you ate, someone would wash your feet off. So as you sat at the table, you wouldn't have poop in someone's face as you're trying to eat reclining at the table.
That's messed up, man.
So you got a situation where Jesus.
I love the now.
Jesus, the Son of God, right? He
yeah.
actually humbles himself. And the crazy part about the story, right, is it's right towards the end of his life. And he says, listen, he knows he's about to return to heaven. He knows the whole deal. But one of his last acts that he has with the disciples is that he takes on the lowest posture he can and washes their feet. And it's that image of servanthood that I think had to, you know, come back to them so many times and motivate them to live a life of a servant. And that's one of the things we're trying to help people be a part of this year of Pup Theology is come and help us serve. And maybe you've never really served someone else before, but I know there's opportunities in those in my life. I know that I've really tried to serve others. Have been moments that have really impacted me and changed me in a powerful way. I don't know, Aaron, if you have any stories of like maybe as a kid going on a missions trip or something that sticks out of a time that servanthood really impacted your life.
Well, I just think I was just going to draw the parallel that. You know, Jesus, who, you know, we know as the Son of God, who served these, you know, these mere mortal men by lowering himself, you know, not just physically, but just in stature, you know, that like of the time, the person that washed your feet was the lowest of low, the servant, you know, someone who wasn't worthy of even sitting at the table with them. And yet Jesus, who they were celebrating, who they were gathering around, who they were like following, they were thinking, you know, he's the leader of the next, you know, kingdom.
Like yeah. Paul McCartney or something.
Yeah, and so I think what's cool is we've had people, you know, who are multimillionaires who, you know, who've come in, put on a hairnet, and stuck their hands in a bucket of rice to pack these meals for, you know, for people right here in our city who are hungry, who need help, who don't have, you know, food to eat on a regular basis. And so I think that they're... And I think anytime you do that, anytime you help someone who isn't as fortunate as you are, or even if, you know, even if you're going through a really hard time yourself, sometimes the best thing you can do to get out of that is to just go serve somebody else. You know, it's like, okay, just quit focusing on my own issues, my own sadness, my own heartache. You know, not that that's irrelevant, but once you start doing something for somebody else, it's quite a blessing. And I, you know, I've been blessed to go on many mission trips, built houses in Costa Rica. I've built churches in Mexico and, you know, been to feeding centers and fed children who only get one meal a day. And they only get it because people give money and resources to feed them. But, And it never fails. It's always, I would say, more rewarding for the person who, you know, who sacrifices to do it than it is for the person who actually receives the blessing of the meal. And I think that it's just, you know, I think Jesus didn't tell us to love people more than ourselves for no reason. It was because that's probably one of the best things for us.
Yeah.
You know, for our hearts, for our own soul is like, oh man, I get as much out of, you know, serving somebody else as they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a huge.
Well, I love the quote. I remember who said this, but that, you know, we never look more like Jesus than when we serve someone. And I think that's interesting is that so often we think, well, you know, if you're going to really be like Jesus, you know, you're going to do all the right stuff and never do bad stuff and be perfect. But that's not what, you know, that's not the truth. I mean, we do fail, but one of the best ways that we can bring his love into our life and other people's lives is by serving. You know, Dave, it makes me think about each year when you guys in the Smiley Morning Show serve so many families with, you know, the request-a-thon. And I know for you, that's, I mean, you're pouring your life out and for, you know, a 36-hour, you know, request-a-thon. But I know for you through the years, that has to be something that has brought a lot of hope and meaning and purpose to your guys' life, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It's, the request-a-thon thing with those families that come in there and, you know, these kids are sick and they, you know, they go to the hospital all the time and stuff. It's pretty cool to, you know, be a part of that. But what do? I just sit on the radio and play BTO and then a Kenny Loggins song. And it's like, wish granted. But yeah, I get to be a part of that.
But is it something for you? I mean, I would guess that you get done, you got to be, physically spent, right? Because your guys
we do a 36-hour broadcast. Now, no one knows this, and I'm about to break this to you, but I go to sleep for a couple hours in the middle of the night. So those 36 hours is actually probably about 34.
Still.
But don't tell anybody. But I don't broadcast that information out too much.
I'm guessing though, every year though, when you walk away, you leave with it's got to fill you up a little bit with a greater sense of like purpose and hope, right?
Yeah, you know, it does feel good. So it's like to balance out all the dumb fart jokes and stuff throughout the year. It's nice to actually do something.
Yeah, it helps you feel better about the crap you do every morning.
I'm not kidding. It does. It actually, because you know, I feel like you know what, we can do this for a little bit because you know the request-a-thon is coming up. Yeah. You know, or the 12 trees of Christmas or whatever the good things that happen on that show from time to time. Absolutely.
No, I think you guys do, Dave, and I think it's awesome to watch. I mean, whether it is the 12 trees or the request-a-thon, you guys do stuff throughout the year of finding ways to, you know, to serve.
Yeah, I guess so. I never thought of it that way because it's not in a church setting. But yeah, you know, once in a while, try to help out the community. And if there's something going on that we can help and use the power of the radio show, we'll do it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, you know, for Dave, he's got a platform from the radio show. For Aaron, you know, it's music. For me, it's pub. But if you're listening to the podcast, you don't have to be, you know, Indy's number one DJ to make it.
But it helps.
It helps. It's good to be the king, right?
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Number one again.
What am I doing? Just being number one.
Yeah. I can't help myself.
Anyway, you don't have to make hit records or be a great DJ. But listen, whatever you do in your life today, as you listen to the podcast, maybe you listen to the podcast on your way to work. Find a way today to just, you know, basically and honestly and simply serve someone else. And I promise you, at the end of it, you'll find yourself with a sense of greater fulfillment, a greater peace, and you'll become more impactful in the area of influence in your life. If you think about the people in your life that have made the greatest impact on your development, on who you are as a person, it's not people that took from your life, it's people that served you. And I think that's why, you know, we all love our moms, right? Everybody wants to say hi, mom, when they're on TV or whatever. It's because, you know, the image of your mom, the way that your mother sacrificially serves, you know, and takes care of you, they become, you know what I mean, like a superhero to you. And so if you're looking to have greater influence and greater impact in the world around you, it's not by putting yourself first, but it's taking on the image and the character of Jesus and actually putting others first. And you'll be surprised with the results. And if you want to practice that, we'd love to have you join us at a Pup Theology event coming up soon and help us make a difference here in the great city of Indianapolis. And you can find out more information on our Facebook page or on pubtheologyindy.com.
You're going to serve somebody.
It's true.
It's a great Dylan song called Serve Somebody.
Is that right?
You're going to serve somebody. And he talks about, you know, people serving the man, people serving themselves, people serving the almighty dollar.
What about self-serve?
True.
Good
self-serve
ice cream.
Self-serve ice cream. But when you when you decide you're going to serve somebody else who maybe is you know, less fortunate or having a harder time in life than you are, I think oftentimes you walk away, you know, with a greater reward.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
I had something to say, but I forgot about it. Oh, well. On with the show.
You're going
to
say
it
that.
Probably had something to do with self-service.
Lights on. Baby, baby. Z100, thank you so much.
Hey, you know what? We're glad you're listening to the podcast, but hey, maybe you're at a place in your life where you
I just saw the numbers.
Somebody.
No one's listening. Go ahead.
For that, if ever we get a listener, if ever we get a download, and you're in a place right now where you could use some little extra help in your life, maybe somebody to talk through, process some of these things that you may be struggling with, we'd love to connect you with one of our great sponsors, RestoreRenewOnline.com. Check them out. You can Google it. It's a way for you to get great biblically-based Christian counseling in your own home, over your iPad or your phone. You just get online to Restore Renew Online, and you just kind of FaceTime the counselor wherever you are. I use it. I love it. My friend Holly runs it. You don't have to go somewhere or, you know, be outside. Oh, why are you walking in the building, Dave? Well, I'm going to counseling.
I'm going to my counseling. It's like Snapchat.
It is. Snapchat for your soul or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Check it out. You won't
snap your problem to me now.
RestoreRenewOnline.com. Go check them out. All right, boys and girls. That, I think, is a wrap on episode 39.
Are you sure? I had a lot more to say about that.
Go. Come on. Bring it.
Z100. No, I don't know. I don't have anything more to say. What a great time. Enjoy your day. Please, you know, tell a friend about this podcast. If you could go out there and tell at least 4,000 to 40,000 people about this podcast today, you're doing the Lord's work.
If there is a listener, I'm going to give you Dave Smiley's phone number right now, and I want you to text him as you listen.
And Darren, again, Darren wasn't going to say a lot of this, but please send money to us. I know a lot of you hear a lot of that the pastors always ask, oh, it's time for offering. We also do want to do a radio offering right now. Please get on PayPal, and my email address is davesmiley@earthlink.net. I know that's old school, but it's real. Send at least $2,000 right now. If everyone that's listening right now, which is 0.0, sends me $2,000, I'm on my way to rent.
Hey, don't send Dave money,
the
but
Broadway
hey, listen.
Show? You're
going to
go
see
it.
No.
I'm on my way to
I mean
rent.
Mortgage. I mean mortgage.
If you do like Pup Theology and want to help us feed hungry kids, you can go to our website and click on the support link up in the right-hand corner of the page, and you could donate to us. And it's a tax-deductible donation.
So that's legit.
That is actually legit.
Okay. Plus, we need a new amp over
here.
You
can do the same Aaron Pelsey music.
Everybody's trying to get a plug.
You've been impacted by
it. Yeah. By some of the great hymns.
By the musings.
Those,
and
I like your rock and roll hymns. I keep. I'm going to download your rock and roll hymns. I do like
you
it.
You already did that. Don't do it.
Did
twice.
I do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, now where do I find the music?
It's in your iTunes. Oh. If you downloaded it and didn't open the email within 24 hours, it's
oh,
gone.
No. So I paid for your music and I didn't get it. You're a scam artist.
I'll bring you an album.
Never download Pelsu
you
music.
You got to follow the directory.
Bye, Felicia.
He loved me enough just to set this sinner free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.